Hey there, Jenny Myers, Ben Mack, and I am speaking to you from the Phoenix International Airport on December 26th, and I'm excited at the opportunity for your class to consider designing this project for me, and I hope that they are going to be excited by it, and I don't know if the turnaround time is too quick. I'm glad that you are here. Thank you. And I am going to be taking you through the slideshow. So we're on slide number one, and it says Psychic Rapport Party, and this is the creative brief and known design elements. And now I'm going to click to slide number two, where it says that we have a fun background, because these design elements will be a substantial part of the ESP boot camp, and this party is about fun. I'm going to be doing a day-and-a-half seminar in Boise, where I'm going to be teaching people how to be professional psychics. And not only are people coming that want to learn how to make money from home, there's a lot of marketers that are already really excellent that are coming into town because I've created this widget that is a self-replicating brochure that we'll get into. There are two primary parts to ESP Bootcamp. One is the Psychic Rapport Party, and the other is the Keen.com Executive Psychics. And we're only focusing on the Psychic Rapport Party. That's where I need the help of designers, and I'm grateful for your willingness to share this with your students. This creative brief is for the entirety of what it's going to take for me and the people that come to the ESP boot camp to be able to go out and give an hour-long presentation or 45 minutes to an hour in people's homes, and it's going to be exciting. Let's go on to slide number three. I want you to imagine a Tupperware party that brings out your psychic abilities, because that's what the Psychic Rapport Party is all about, Jenny. Imagine being invited to an ESP party. Your friend sends you a save-the-date email, and the next day in the mail you receive a physical invitation that is cool, and when you get to your friend's house, there's a poster, you know, on a stand on the outside that welcomes you and says the psychic's name, and inside their home, there's another psychic-themed poster that's up on the stage. And at the end of the evening's festivities, the psychic leader offers a $20 DVD book combination that recaps what's gone on in the evening and helps you learn more about the psychic abilities that you discovered and refined at the Psychic Rapport Party. So let's look at exactly what's involved and move on to slide number four. The DVD is like Tupperware. There's a 16-page book that comes with the DVD, and the psychic who coordinated with the host to have the Psychic Rapport Party was an attendee at one of these parties at some point. I'll be starting in Boise, and then it will be spreading out from there. But the DVD drives people to what's called an ethical bribe website, where I will create the website, but in exchange for their name and email address, we're going to give them some sort of PDF that talks about, you know, they're enhancing their psychic abilities. I'm not exactly sure what it is. But there will be a $197 upsell there, and the people that go there are going to have the opportunity to become the Psychic Rapport Party leaders. So what's involved in this creative assignment? I'm going to move on to slide number five, the creative assignment. We're creating a soup-to-nuts design system for an in-home performance called, you know, it's a cocktail party ESP show. It says in-home love performance, I wrote here. I must have been high. Only that's not true because I'm in Phoenix, so I didn't have what it took to, never mind. All right, client's expectations. That would be me. I'm the client. I would love for the designer, student, or whomever that plays with this to enter and win creative award shows for multimedia design. There are two primary insights that we're leveraging in the creation of this. One is that friends are connected through invisible currents of ESP. And the second is that everybody loves to see their name in print. Those are the two primary consumer insights that this package and design project is based around. The tone for this is going to be like cocktail party fun. It's got a professional sense to it, but it's definitely cocktail party fun. The timing, I need to have full mock-ups of stuff by 1 month and 2 days from now, January 28th, because the Psychic Rapport Party is going to start on January 31st, And so that'll give me a couple days to get stuff mounted. And on the 30th, I need to spend time with people that are coming into town early and all that jazz. The consumer takeaway from looking at the design material is going to be that Psychic Rapport Party reveals my untapped psychic powers. Move on to slide number 6. So why is this award worthy? You know, why would one of your students want to work on this with the hopes of winning an award? Well, we're creating a viral physical brochure, and I'm going to give them a lot more leeway than most clients will in terms of coming up with something that's cool and creative. And on top of all that, this is the world's first self-replicating physical brochure that I know of, and the students that design this are likely to really stand out in the sense of people are going to look at this and shake their head with wonder and think it is brilliant, or so I hope. All right, Jenny, this kit contains instructions to create more kits, and that's part of what makes it the self-replicating brochure. And it's all-inclusive, so the kit contains instructions to create more kits, which new presenters are incentivized to create because they make money giving the presentation. If we had more time, I could talk about how this is being built from Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point, the constructs that are there, because missing element in the past has been incentivizing the salespeople, and we've got that built into this business opportunity. And right now, let's move on to slide number 7, where we're going to talk about the physical media that this creative brief is addressing. Everything that gets used and distributed during the in-home show is listed here. There's a 16-page book. There's one DVD. There's a program for the evening. We're going to have two posters and one party invitation, and the party invitation is also going to include the envelope, because if we can have people feed an envelope through their Hewlett-Packard printers at home, then it can look way cool, and we can have inexpensive design things that will pack flat and play big. Moving to slide number 8, digital media. I would like the design of the navigation system on the DVD, and design around the digital downloads. Want to have you guys come up with some ideas for some guerrilla tactics to help spread the idea, a style book that it will be explained in just a moment. And everything physical gets printed from the customizable digital downloads, so that, well, we're going to print out the 16-page book, and I'll have it here in Boise for the program. That 16-page book is going to be something that we're going to need to create a PDF download that somebody could take to Kinko's and have the whole thing printed out. Slide number 9, I talk about the Psychic Rapport Party Leaders Package. You see, that package is what people would get that will have their name on it. They get customized material. I want to have the buyer's name on as much as possible, posters, invitations, 16-page book, and I'd like to show you some examples. So on slide 10, let's talk about the style book first, and then I'll show you some examples. In the style book is a book of printing instructions. This is part of the self-replicating element that folks can print these materials out as they need them. So unlike franchises or multi-level marketing where they have to pay an upline or pay the host company in order to get these supplies, I'm making it so that people can print out their own supplies. This is really so that people can have their own autonomous ongoing business with the least amount of connection to me as possible, and yet we'll both make money. It's a cool thing. So within the style book, I want instructions written for Kinko's to print out everything other than the physical DVD itself. And the reason why I'm choosing Kinko's is simply because Kinko's is the largest chain of printing companies out there, and I'm certainly game for writing the draft of what that text needs to have. In fact, I'll be copywriting everything, but I mean, from a design perspective, I'll certainly be writing that out. But we need to be cognizant in our minds that whatever it is that we design and create, we're going to need to write instructions so that a printer will be able to print them out. Most buyers will want to print out everything on their own home computers, and that is fantastic. And if we create the instructions for Kinko's. It just means that we can reach the broadest possible audience. And if somebody does print it on their home computer, you know what? The complete system, including a printed DVD and all that jazz, is, can be made for, you know, about $2, definitely less than $3 with ease. And it's a package that they're going to be able to sell for $20. So that's how they get incentivized to keep making more of these kits, is because they can make $17 for each one of these kits that they print out themselves and sell for $20. And there's even a bigger upsell that we can talk about another time. Slide 11 is the 16-page book. Now, that's like a 4-page, 8.5 by 11, that is printed double-sided and stapled in the center. That's what the 16-page book is. And guess what? This is kind of cool. It doubles as the DVD cover. And, Jenny, I will show you a physical example of a CD that has a 16-page book that doubles as the cover. And that's visible in the CD, Lee Earle's The Gentle Art of Cold Reading. So I'll show you what this looks like. But that 16-page book, which I'll provide all the verbiage, the copywriting, will also double as the DVD cover. Moving on to slide number 12. While people are watching the Psychic Rapport party, or while they're involved, not just watching, participating, they're going to have a program. And the program will be a single page that's double-sided. And on the left, you can see where I have what psychics call a tick sheet, which is basically a program for one-on-one psychic readings where you can have notes and it has contact information. And on the right is are three elements that I know are going to be in our program. This is an ugly version of those, and I'd love to have images as opposed to words or combinations thereof. And let's move on to slide number 13, where I talk about the posters. Now, this poster that I show you here is something I bought on eBay, and it has my name, Dr. Ben Mack, where it presently says Jax. So this is Dr. Ben Max. And the poster is completely wrong here in terms of that tone and energy, but I wanted to show you the customization. We're going to want to have two posters, one that would be outside of somebody's house and one that would be on stage in the stage area. And now slide 14 is the party invitation envelope. Again, the image here is not at all what I imagined that the design would look like, but I wanted to show you something that was trifold. This happens to have a picture of me in it, and I would do it differently than this. We won't have our buyer's pictures on it, but some sort of trifold thing, so it's an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper folded three times, put it in an envelope. The envelope gets put through the personal computer, and so that we've got something that really looks biffy, looks customized, looks crafty, but without the person having to do any arts and crafts themselves. We want everything templatized. And also realize that I'm going to be hiring a programmer eventually after I've got the system up so that somebody can type in their name and that it would automatically put in their name with the proper fonts and centering it, so all those choices will be taken out of the mix. I hope that this has been a useful and constructive overview, and would be delighted to talk with you more about this, maybe take you to lunch over the break. Are you on break right now? I don't know, Jenny Myers. Anyways, I'm grateful for your help in terms of introducing the students. If it, for whatever reason, can't work with the students, I understand, and I appreciate you. Thanks so much, Jenny.